Oh, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Friday, January 13th, 2023. Oh, look at that. My notes say Thursday, January 13th, 2022. I still don't know what fucking year it is. It's Friday, the 13th, January 13th, 2023, and this is episode 284 of the Lots Project Podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control, and it's another morning daily chat with Brian, coffee with Brian, just hanging out, having my coffee, getting my day started, and I thought I would hang out with you. Man, GSD blend in this Toolman Tim. Excuse me. Yeah. Whew. How about that? Oh, all right. What are we talking about today? I got another Texas vocabulary word. I'm wondering what the meaning is. Friday the 13th. Let's chat about that. Some plans we have for maybe getting some really good footage in our life for content. And who knows, could go viral. I got another entrant in the giveaway through some more prize in there. And some updates on that and how things are going to go. And fold. Interviews, all sorts of fun. It's Friday. Let's have a good time over there in the chat. I don't know if Rachel, if you jumped in on the Telegram stream, if you're watching or not, if you just popped in to ask about the boots. But man, I don't have a lot of experience with just everyday use boots that you're asking about. But yeah, Josh nailed it. Red Wing, Irish Setter. Irish Setter is made by Red Wing. If she looks and she finds boots that she likes at either one of those, I definitely have affiliate links, and I am an affiliate whore. So let me know. I know they're all quality. That's what I would use. That's what I used to buy for my work boots, and I was super hard on them. Most of the places I worked was very harsh conditions, and I beat the crap out of them and wore them a lot. And they were the best long lasting boots that I've found. And I've tried a bunch and I tried a bunch, but you're going to pay for them. They are, you said a couple $100. I used to pay, I think, $214 every time I bought a new pair of boots. And that was like twice a year. So, but I was beating the living crap. I was beating the living crap out of them. I imagine that they make both of those in smaller sizes. She was wondering, she was looking for a pair of boots for her daughter, wanted a quality pair of boots. And she was asking in my Telegram chat. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, or man, we talk about all sorts of stuff. Last night we were talking about, Bitcoin Lightning. We've talked about AI. We've talked about gardening. We've talked about homesteading. We joke around all the time. But anyway, Rachel was up early this morning asking about boots. And so that's what we're talking about. She says she weighs all of 100 pounds, so she's probably not going to be too rough on them. Yeah. Is that a fat joke? Thanks, Rachel. No, I get what you mean. And she's probably, I was like, kneeling on concrete, so the toes were grinding on concrete. Just cement, eat the living crap out of leathers and oils and all the things I've worked in over the years. But man, my go-to definitely was Red Wing and Irish Setters. So if anybody wants to get a link to go buy some boots, let me know. I will dig those up for you. But I would suggest that, Rachel, start there. I'm guessing they have women's sizes at this point. I would have to assume, but I could be wrong. Josh, I do believe that Red Wing, if you are near a Red Wing store, I don't know if they do repairs remotely, like mail them in. But I know in Minnesota, we had Red Wing stores everywhere. I always ended up ordering mine online after, hi, Tiara Carter. How are you this morning? Questioning your greeting. It was just hi with a question mark. That's interesting. But good morning to you. Welcome. Thanks for welcoming, Josh. I appreciate that. Welcome to the Lots Project chat, the Lots Project podcast morning chat. oh, Rachel's now backtracking and pedaling and saying that I'm just tall and she's a twig. I don't know. She didn't say I doubt all 5'1" of my daughter will be too rough on him. She said 100 pounds. I know what she was thinking. No worries, Rachel. No worries. It's just all fun and games in the morning for sure. But I would definitely look at Red Wing and or Irish Setter for some good quality boots. And yes, you will. You will pay for them. You will pay a little extra. But I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. Oh, so that wasn't on my list. That was a little sidetrack. I appreciate that. It's what happens in live feeds. So what is on my list today? Friday the 13th. Are you guys superstitious? Do you worry about things like Friday the 13th? Do you see it on your calendar and get all nervous and figure something bad's gonna happen? Or is it just another fucking Friday? Man, this is Friday. It's just Friday. Hey, Tierra, where are you from? Good morning, and I'm glad you're good. I hope everything's well. These two guys that hang out in the chat every morning, we get a decent group of people that pop in every now and then, but Josh, the Renegade Butcher there, he's here every morning, drinks his coffee with us. Then Mike, the Philippine Nomad, he's over in the Philippines. He's getting ready to go to bed, actually, so he's opposite time, so... Welcome to the crew in the morning. You should start stopping by every morning and hanging out with us. It's every day, 6 a.m. to 6:30, 6:40-ish. So join us. Welcome. Did you subscribe to the channel and like the video? You can just do that right below. It's not hard. And it's free. Thanks for joining. Anyway, Mike says no superstitions there. Yeah, I'm not a superstitious guy. I used to be a lot, not much anymore. But 13 was always my lucky number. I was the backwards guy, the guy that didn't really care. I picked 13 for my number in sports and kind of did all the opposite. I don't really mind Friday the 13th. So, hey, if you be careful today, guys. Be careful out there. I wanted to warn you. It's Friday the 13th. I did enjoy the movies when I was younger. I haven't watched them in a very, very, very long time. But I was in, Tiara, have you signed up for our giveaway? We're giving a huge giveaway. We just hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I'm having a huge giveaway. My wife and I and a bunch of people from my community are chipping in a ton of prizes. We're giving them away. We're going to do it live on Monday the 23rd in the evening. You don't have to watch to win. All you have to do is go to thelotsproject.com. I will put it in the chat. thelotsproject.com. And on the front page, there is a sign up in big red letters. It says, sign up for our 1,000 subscriber giveaway. All you got to do is drop an email address in and you'll be entered for the drawing. You could win some silver, you could win some a patch of the month club, you could win some t-shirts, fire poker, all sorts of stuff. There's going to be 7 or 8, 9 drawings, and I actually got another set of prizes yesterday. So all right, have a good evening or morning or afternoon. I don't know where you're at, but enjoy your day. Enjoy your work. Thanks for stopping by. Have a good day. Anyway, Friday the 13th, I enjoyed the movies. Nightmare on Elm Street was more my gig than Friday the 13th, but, you know, all that 80s scary horror movie was fun. It was fun to watch. It was what it was. I never really got scared by much of it. I think the one I got scared the most of was Children of the Corn, and that was just because those weird little fuckers stared through you instead of looking at you. So, I don't know. Those movies were what they were. I don't know. Did you ever get scared by those, like Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street, or what are some of the other ones that were really popular? I don't know. Children of the Corn was the one that messed me up for sure. Oh, let's move on. Yesterday I got an email and signs was a little freaky one. I think the more mind melt, the more twisted, let your brain figure out why it's scared, and why it should be scared instead of the shock and horror and gore is the stuff that really, really messes me up. I'm a big fan of the movies that you watch and then like a day or two later, all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, what the hell did I watch? Like it all of a sudden it clicks, or you're like, man, that was messed up. I didn't even realize that was that messed up when I watched it. Like those are my movies. Or maybe the second time you watch it and you're like, oh, whew. So that's kind of that. But yesterday I got an email. Somebody wanted to throw another prize in the ring for our giveaway. And so, yeah, Robert Ralston coming in, throwing in 3 hours worth of consultation with Rob, the life coach, the prepper life coach Ralston. We're going to be giving those away next Monday night. Not next Monday, two Mondays. January 23rd. You still got another week to get in. If you haven't, get over to the project. Look, get over to the projects. Get over to thelotsproject.com and sign up for that giveaway. Yeah, added in Robert Ralston with three sessions. I believe it's our sessions. He said three. I have to go back and double check the wording, but I know it's three sessions with Rob, the prepper life coach Ralston. And yeah, that should be a good prize for sure. So that's going in the list. I got to get the website updated tonight or in the morning. Oh man, this weekend is going to be packed with stuff. Corey and I have a ton of stuff on the list. One of the thing is I'd like to get our intro video for our YouTube channel updated and changed. I've been writing out like a rough script for that for quite a while, but we want to shift gears. We want to get the old video out of there. It's us in Minnesota in the snow. It's a year old. Actually, I went back and looked. So I was watching that intro video, like when you land on the page, which video plays. And it's different for subscribers and not subscribers, but our main video that shows when no subscriber, you're not a subscriber, you show up to our channel just on the main page. It's us standing in the snow at our homestead in Minnesota. And yeah, we tell about the farm and we tell that we're shutting down the farm. We're going to take off. Well, I was like, holy crap, how old is this? Because we're here now in January and I know we didn't film it this year. And there was snow on the ground, so it was at least like June. Oh man, I mean, come on, like March or April or May, over there. So I went back and looked, and I was sitting there kind of scrolling, and I said to Corey, I said, I think we did that for our 500 subscriber giveaway. Oh yeah. Mike, the Philippine Nomad, says that Michael Myers in Halloween was scary because that could really happen. Yeah, that and like Psycho. Like I'm an old guy. Like Psycho is a good one with old Norman Bates and the Bates Motel. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one for sure. But anyway, I went back. Oh no! Oh, hold on. Hold on. I got to read this question and then I'm going to circle back and talk about this video. Josh says he just realized he's able to monetize TikTok live with subscribers. Need to explore that. Have to hit 10K and 100K for other monetized option, but goals. Oh, so you don't need the 10,000 subscribers to monetize live only with the creator fund and stuff like that. So as soon as you can go live, I think you can start getting gifts from viewers. They can send you, I think it's coins. They can send you coins. You can change your coins in for diamonds. And then when you accumulate enough diamonds, you can have them deposit dollars into your PayPal, from what I understand. Is that the monetization you're talking about? But anyway, back to the video. I was thinking, and I asked Corey, I said, did we do this intro video when we were going to have our 500 subscriber giveaway? Because these big milestones make me want to change that video, I guess. But that was the first thing that popped to my mind when anyway, I'm going to have to dig into that later for Josh. But anyway, so I scroll back into the content list on the page, and it's nice because it's all there. It's all there. If you put it up, unless you deleted it. Hey, good morning, Matt from Farm Hop Life. How you doing this morning? Hopefully things have warmed up for you out there in Montana. And you're not in that negative like 40 wind chill or whatever, negative 70 or whatever it was when you had that cold snap. But anyway, so I'm scrolling through all the videos and the content and looking at the dates. I reordered them. I was kind of going through them, and there it was. I see the video and I looked at the date and I'm like, January 29th, 2022. Okay, cool. Cool. I get it. And I was even more curious. Like, I found the video. I hadn't found our 500 subscriber giveaway or anything like that. And so I keep scrolling down, and sure as shit, right there in February 2022, less than 1 year ago, Corey and I celebrated our 500 subscribers. And here we are in January. Beginning of January, we hit it, actually. But here we are in January and at 1,000 in 2023. And I went, oh, look at that. 500 subscribers, 10 months, 9 months, whatever it was. You know how long it took us to get our first 500? 8 years. 8 years to get to 500. 10 months to get to 1,000. Morning, K-Bonk. Good morning. I hope that's a coffee and not beer. He says, brew time. Yawn all brew time. I think that means he's going to have a beer for breakfast. Hey, cool. It's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Grab a beer. Have a good morning. But anyway, just to let you know, if you want to be a content creator and you want to grow your channels and you want to do stuff, internet connection helps a ton. Internet connection. A decent speed internet connection to be able to upload and download things is essential for growing content creation, I would say. I would say it is one of the most essential. And then time, consistency, all the things everybody talks about. I read it all. I watched the videos. I did it all. Well, I watched the videos after they were done buffering, but we had shitty internet. We had horrible, horrible internet at the farm. And yeah, that was a hamper. But once we got some decent internet, once we started being able to put videos up and live stream and do all sorts of other things, we got some subscribers. We got some followers. So here we are coming up on 1,000, and Brian wants to redo his intro video again. So we want to include everything. We've kind of settled on what we're doing as far as social media and branding and content creation, with Corey having the dogs and having Grounded Souls, myself having the podcast and the gravestone, and then us together doing things with the RV and repairs, products, stories, whatever. We'll also be documenting the hip camp stuff that we're doing, any consulting jobs we do. We'll get some documentation in there and put it all forward. So I'd like the intro to our channel to reflect that. So I got something written up. We're going to do a little bit of a video. I'm going to try my hand at some more advanced editing with it. It should be interesting. Yeah, I'm sure you can swing by and laugh at it when it's done. But no, I'm going to work hard on that. Hopefully achieve that this weekend. Another thing we would like to do this weekend is, get some tranquilizers for my dog. That would be cool. but we're going to try to get our cameras up in the camper. So we have security cameras. We have wireless security cameras that we use mainly if we're leaving. Mainly if we're leaving to monitor the dogs, to see what's going on. We do have some mounted that just they are where they are just for specific reasons, but we have more cameras, and we kind of set them out as needed depending on the situation, whether we have to watch the thermometer or want to watch the doors, this or that. So we haven't mounted them because we didn't have a specific location we wanted them. Well, Corey and I got talking, and we're constantly trying to grab our phones as the dogs are doing things that are ridiculous or funny or infuriating or whatever. And we always kind of miss it. Either the lens is dirty, you don't grab it in time, they don't do it long enough, or they're in a cute position and you grab your phone and they look to see what you're doing, and the moment's gone. So we were sitting here talking, and I happened to be just thinking about these cameras, and I'm like, why don't we put these up and just record our whole life? If we have to get another one, they're all you can add and subtract cameras into the system, so we can always get as many as we want. But let's start just having these on. Now, I'll probably have to mess around and take some off the Wi-Fi or put some on the Wi-Fi, maybe some direct to SD, because I don't really like broadcasting my life to somebody that wants to hack my Wi-Fi and my security cameras. But the trade-off there is we will be able to grab some unbelievable footage of these St. Bernards in this camper. So that is a goal this weekend, figuring out where to put those cameras and start rolling and seeing what we can come up with. So I got to dive into the privacy, the security of it, see what I can do to see what I can do to make it so I'm less hackable. I'm pretty sure if I don't connect the cameras, well, that's the problem, is to operate them, I have to connect them to my phone. And to, yeah, so I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it. I'll probably just have to put some security on it. But Josh says, yes, the Lots Project becomes a reality TV show. Yeah, no, not that far. No. But yeah, there could be some pretty good dog videos on there because the cameras are pretty good. The cameras are, they record a pretty decent picture. And these boys, so. Hopefully we make our million on the dogs. Like, you know, for everything that they drive me up the wall, if they brought in $1 million, I'd probably just have to accept it. I probably would just have to be understanding of their idiosyncrasies and everything if they provided a bunch of money. But I don't think I'm going to need it because I'm winning the billion tonight, guys. I'm sorry to tell you, if you bought a Mega Millions ticket, you might as well return it because I got the winner. I owe $1.2 billion later. So, K-Bong says, need a camera under the desk and then one on Walter's neck. So we were trying to figure out how we were going to get GoPros attached to these guys. And we think only Clyde would actually give a shit about where actually go through with wearing one. We think the other ones, if we got it to where it wouldn't bother them, it would just be like hanging in their hair or just drool or jowls flopping back and forth. It's really, I haven't found any attachments for the GoPro that would really fit a St. Bernard, or I'm trying to figure out alternative ways to get the camera attached to them. Oh, there they are. Oh, so yeah. Hit the comments up here again. K-Bong wants one under the desk and on Walter's neck. You might get one on Clyde's head. he's wondering what I'm talking about. But anyway, Mike the Philippines says, kitty vids make millions. Why not dogs? And Josh says, kitty, not going down that road. KITTY videos make millions. I mean, I guess KIDDY videos make millions too, but yeah, I'm not in that game. So we'll have to go with the DOGGY or the DOGG. yeah. So that's coming up this weekend. My God, it's a fucking circus in here all the time. Okay, Bonk, that's a fantastic idea, except we got rid of them. We got rid of the barrel collars, right? Yeah, K-Bonk says we could have mounted a camera in the barrel, and maybe we'll have to pick up another one, but yeah, so I don't know. We maybe get another barrel collar or something similar to that. It would bounce around a ton. That's the thing. We're trying to get it stable enough and far enough away from their body that it isn't enveloped in their huge puffy coat. That's why I'm thinking Clyde will probably be a candidate, is he's got that short coat. And he also doesn't really mind once you do shit like that to him. So, my God, this is just... So anyway, let's go on. So this weekend, trying to get those cameras up. We're trying to get that video made. I got all sorts of projects working on. We want to make it out to Josh doesn't wear a camera for free. My comments is just spiraling out of control at the moment. But yeah. Anyway, last night I had a great interview, if you haven't catched it, with Didier Burrell from the Swiss Road to Crypto. We talked Bitcoin. We talked beginner Bitcoin. I think it was on a level that someone that has no idea what Bitcoin is could watch it. I think somebody that's up to an intermediate level could gain something from it. And I think it's just a good listen for someone that's into crypto in general. So check that out. Check that out in the audio feed. It's episode 283. Lots to talk about with Didier Burrell. What is Bitcoin? You can find that. It'll be right up there near the top. It was good. I listened back last night, hung out in the chat. Some people hung out with us. I would love to have a bigger crowd showing up and just bullshitting during these interviews on Thursday night. I know they're not live. I know we can't ask questions, but I can relay information in the chat live. K-Bonk, 19,000. I was going to get to that here in just a second after DDA. You know, I was spinning that web of the morning show. Since it's so random, I was like, I was going to actually connect two topics together while I was talking. But DDA, he throws some analogies out there that made my brain click a little bit. Like something that I've looked into and I've been around and familiar with. I'm very comfortable with Bitcoin. He was throwing out some analogies. I was like, man, I wish I had heard that when I was starting. I wish I had heard that when I was struggling to figure it out. So check it out. If you're interested in crypto, you're interested in Bitcoin, you want a little refresher on what it is and how it works. Proof of stake versus proof of work. We talked about it all. It was a great hour interview. He's a very, very switched on, intelligent individual that's got a lot of crypto knowledge, and he was able to bring it back to a layman's level. So the old scrambling index. Is that what you're talking about, K-Bonk? The scrambling Bitcoin to weed and beef and stuff index? Yeah, he quit doing it. I don't know. It is what it is. It's $19,000 right now. And I was going to move on to that. I was going to want to talk about Fold a little bit. Had some people sign up for Fold recently, and they're taking advantage of the deal Fold has going on right now. What is going on is if you sign up for Fold using someone's Spin Squad, link, before I get into this, yeah, Scramblin' was sending that to me overnight and a couple other people overnight every night. And I was playing it out in my show for a couple minutes. And it was a lot of upload, download, blah, blah, blah. And I think he just gave up on it in general. So that's kind of where it went. But anyway, some people have signed up for Fold. They have a promotion going on. I think it's for January, possibly January and February. When you sign up using someone's Spin Squad, you receive 50,000 Satoshis. Well, why am I going to talk about Bitcoin being $19,000 this morning, up 1,000-ish plus in the last couple of days? Well, if you calculate out and extrapolate out 50,000 Satoshis at $19,000 of Bitcoin, it comes out to about $9.50. You get that for signing up. Just for clicking that link, for filling out some information and requesting that card, you get 50,000 Satoshis. I also get 1,000 Satoshis, so I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for signing up using my link, which you can find in the video description or the audio notes. Get your 950. It just deposits. Now, ponder this. You don't use the card ever again. I think that's below the withdrawal limit. So, I mean, this is just a hypothetical, but use the damn card and get enough to withdraw it. But it sits there. You don't use the card. And let's say we look at the price of Bitcoin in, June. And we're like, holy crap, Bitcoin has doubled It's $38,000. You know what your reward for signing up for Fold was that day when back in January when you clicked on that link and Brian said, hey, sign up, you get 50,000 sats. It's worth $950 at current price. Yeah, your reward for signing up for that stupid debit card that didn't cost you anything and you just earned crypto back while you were spending it. Yeah, that reward now is, what's that, $19. Money. Because the quicker you get it, the more stats you have, the more stats you get, the lower the price, the more they're worth as Bitcoin goes up. You are rewarded in a quantity of Satoshis based on a dollar value of what you purchased. It's a percentage. So you get your Satoshis. They don't take them back. So let's say here's a quick example for you on the show this morning. I think I've run this out before, but say you make a $100 purchase and you spin the wheel. Hell, let's not spin the wheel. We're going to take the flat 1% they're going to give you back no matter what. Every purchase you make, you can take 1% back in Bitcoin. We'll use that. We'll talk about spins later. You spend $100, you get 1% back. What is that, a dollar? That's a dollar. We'll say that Bitcoin's $20,000. It's close enough right now. $20,000, you get a dollar back. Bitcoin goes to $40,000. Now you got $2 back because you already got Satoshis back when it was $20,000. Let's say, hey, Bitcoin does really well. Goes to $100,000. You know what your reward for that purchase on your debit card is? It's $5. Now it's $5. Now start stacking that. Start using your card to buy gas and groceries and maybe paying your mortgage or paying your internet bill or buying your coffee or buying your Christmas presents. And I'm back. Did I disappear? Was I still there in the background? StreamYard just closed. I was looking at the screen and it just closed. So that's always nice. But anyway, if you get up to that five, that all is just trickling into one big bucket. As the bucket fills up and the price of Bitcoin goes up, you are gaining value. That's it. You're getting it for doing something you're doing anyway. Yes, I am back. I don't know, guys. StreamYard just decided to just close. The tab just closed. I didn't touch anything. I wasn't messing around. Like, sometimes I do that. Sometimes I'm using my mouse and I click on shit and that's my fault. I was just talking. I think I was talking about Fold, so I'm guessing they're shadow banned me because I'm talking about Bitcoin and how to get free Bitcoin just for spending money on things you're going to anyway. Anyway, that's another thing on my list this weekend. I want to I want to get a video made about that. K-Bonk asked an interesting question here, and he says, how will Fold not go broke at some time? Well, K-Bonk, I believe they have deals set up with the people that they transact with. They're taking a skim. They're getting transaction fees on different things. They are getting Spin Plus memberships in. I think they have their revenue model figured out. Josh says, Friday the 13th and the Illuminati cut off your Elon net because of the Bitcoins. A guy down in Texas talking about Bitcoins this morning, turn off the Skynet. God. Oh yeah. So I believe that's the explanation I heard. I know in the first time Jack at the Survival Podcast interviewed the rep from Fold, he explained where that revenue comes from. And I can't exactly remember what he laid out, but I know it was transaction fees and things like that all pooled in and then kicked back out to the cardholders. So I don't think there is a plan for them to go. I'm sure there isn't a plan for them to go broke, but I think they covered that. So maybe hunt down that episode of TSP and listen to it, and you can report back. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. So, hey, we're getting close to wrapping up here. I got one more thing I want to talk about, and it's a Texas vocabulary thing. Another Texas vocabulary thing. Vocabulary, road rules, all of this is things that I've gone through since we've been down here and been confused about, tried to figure out. Before the last one was the waving, the driving, the waving while driving, the back roads, like when is it appropriate to wave? Is it a speed thing? Is it a familiarity thing? Like, you know, the guy's truck, you wave, or is it just everybody, anytime you're on the road in Texas, you have to wave to people that pass you? And I think we determine the fact that if you're going slow enough to see in the windshield of the other vehicle, you wave. Like, so county road up to like 40, 50. I'd say, depending on your eyes. So, early Bitcoin breakout. We got a run on price this morning, Josh, or what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Oh, was it an early episode of Bitcoin breakout? I don't think so. It might have actually been before he started that. It was an interview with someone so from Fold. So, anyway, so that was my last question down here in Texas, things that confuse me since we've moved down here. Got a new one yesterday. This isn't a word I'm unfamiliar with. It's not a term I'm unfamiliar with. I've heard people use it all the time, but I really started thinking about it yesterday. So as the story goes, I was hanging out with Josh at the shop, and we had a customer coming to pick up some product, and standing there hanging out with him. Usually when a guy shows up, a hunter shows up to pick up processed deer, you talk, you gab, you talk, 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 talk some more. Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. It's customer service. I'm enjoying learning about people down here, this and that, and everything. But an interesting thing happened yesterday. He got talking about some things with Josh and the gentleman, who was probably in his 60s, I would guess, says, "Well, I'm fixing to do it here in a little bit." Well, maybe not fixing. Might be 3 or 4 months. And it rang in my head, that word fixing. When you're fixing to do something. Hey, 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 Josh, thanks for that super sticker. Look at that. You broke my super sticker cherry. And you didn't even call me in the morning. Anyway, fixing. When you're fixing to do something, what's that mean? Does that mean like today, this week, this month, this year, you might have an idea to do it? Is there a definite timeline attached to the word fixing, if you're fixing to do something? Because that gentleman corrected himself. He was no longer in the fixing range when he went to 3 to 4 months. So from that deduction, I have to assume that fixing has got to be less than 3 months. But I don't know what the actual time length is. Oh, Jesus. Hey, everybody, you can buy super stickers with your Fold card. And you can get Satoshis back for tipping Brian. Woo! I suggest spending all your fiat dollars on sending them to Brian with super chats and super stickers and earning your Bitcoin rewards. It'll be a great financial play in the long run. Trust me. Oh, fixing. I'm fixing to do that. I'm fixing to send some super chats with my Fold card to get some Bitcoins. Probably going to do that within the next couple days, so I'm safe saying fixing. Oh, so if anybody out there knows the term fixing, what the official time length of fixing is, what the time range you're allowed to use that with. Because, like, I'll see you soon, that's open-ended. Like, really? What do you mean? Like, you might be saying that and you never see the person again in their life, or it might be tomorrow. But the fact that this gentleman corrected himself and clarified that fixing is less than 3 months makes me wonder. Makes me wonder. The things that make me wonder. Anyway, if you're from the South and you use that fixing term a lot, what's it mean to you? Let me know. Let me know. I think that I got a question of the day rolled up because it's Friday. We might be doing a double question of the day again today. I think we did it on Monday, maybe last Friday, one of the two. I always ask the question on Friday and Monday because I'm curious what you guys got doing on the weekend. I'm curious what you got going. I'm curious what you want to accomplish. And then I want to hear if you did it, if you gave a shit, if you just laid on the couch and said, fuck it, I'm not doing anything. I'm interested. People doing stuff motivates me. It intrigues me. It gets me thinking about other things. So that's why I always ask those questions on Friday and Monday. But that's a good one. That's a good one. And I think I might have to record a TikTok on what the time length on fixing is. And we will, we'll see. I'll report back. Last time I asked about the truck, they said it was dangerous to talk about driving and waving at the same time. So they didn't show it to anybody. Maybe they'll be more open to language and fixing. I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, let's hit that question of the day. Question of the day today is, what do you have planned for the weekend? It's always Friday's question of the day. What do you have planned for the weekend? I asked that over in the Telegram chat, t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. Come on over, hang out with people. We were talking to Rachel there this morning. She jumps on almost every morning with a little bit of coffee, posts a picture, and has a little chat, and then she takes off. And then all day, I ask the question of the day, we answer it, we talk, we have conversations, we bring things up, we share things in our life, and it's fantastic. And we're all a big family, a big community, and I think anybody in there would have the back of anybody else. I mean, we reach out, we try to help in person, in spirit, and things like that. So join the Telegram chat, t.me/lotschat. Go on over there, join, answer the question of the day, or you can find me on TikTok or YouTube Shorts and LinkedIn. Actually, I've started posting up my question of the day. I think you're going to get a variety on those socials today. I think two questions in the Telegram chat and the fixing question on the socials is the way I'm going to go. And we're going to wrap it up, guys. We're going to wrap it up for the week. Check out that DDA Burrell episode from last night over the weekend. If you get some time or you're bored today, listen about Bitcoin, learn about Bitcoin, sign up for Fold, get earning some Bitcoin, go to thelotsproject.com and sign up for some beginner cryptocurrency consulting. I'm going to stop one-stop shop here, folks. You want to learn Bitcoin? You don't know anything about it? Send me a message. We'll get you going. We will get you going. And yeah. Hang out this weekend, make some good content for you guys, and get set up for next week. I got some stuff in store for changing things up a little bit and shifting gears on the show. Still going to be doing Coffee with Brian, just chatting in the mornings every morning, but I got a few other things I want to throw into the mix, and we will see. We'll see how that goes. Get that planned out. Get that list working on, and make it productive, guys. So head on over to thelotsproject.com and sign up. Hey, Farm Hoppy, you have a good weekend to sign up for that giveaway, that 1,000 subscriber giveaway, thelotsproject.com. It's right there on the landing page. Sign it up, throw your email address in, and cross your fingers until the 23rd. And be sure to show up at 6 p.m. on the 23rd, as 6 p.m. Central, as the live is going on. We will be giving away prizes to the people in the chat also. We have a stable of prizes giving away to anybody that enters with the email address. And now we're starting to pick up prizes to give away to live guests while we are doing the giveaway. We will say, hey, enter now if you want this. And we'll give it a little time while we're doing other things and then have a little drawing for the in-person giveaways. So sign up. be sure to join. I'll be sending out reminders to that email list coming up next week a little bit to share it, to get signed up, and to come by and watch the live. So that's the 1,000 subscriber giveaway. Sign up at thelotsproject.com. While you're there, check out all the other stuff, the consulting, the shop, the merch, the coffee, everything. Check the socials. Gotcha. We gotcha. Check it all out. Explore that site. I appreciate it. Other than that, guys, thelothproject.com, like I was talking about, but you can also find me on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Facebook, Rumble, Gab, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. It's Friday, Friday the 13th. Don't get scared, guys. Make it a lucky one. You know how you make it a lucky one? You make your own luck. Go out and make your own luck. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. See you in the Telegram chat. Make it a good one, and we'll catch up to you on Monday.